Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright.
All right, Marty, we're not currently in a burn ban, but can you talk a little bit about controlled burns for Guthrie County?
Yes, the burn ban has been lifted. We hope that we get more rain and the landscape greens up and it'll be better for fires that get out of control. You can do a controlled burn or an accidental fire will get started, but a fire still does the same things, whether it's controlled or, set to burn something off or to burn some trees, the branches, leaves. When it's windy, it can start and blow and get out of control. Everybody needs to, think about where they're going to start a fire. It's good to have, if you're burning leaves or paper, to have a burn barrel or some kind of wire fence closure so it doesn't blow the embers and get other things on fire that can happen. Hopefully, like I said, it'll get better as the spring gets warmer and we get some green grass growing and more rains.
All right, so if someone is looking to do a controlled burn, what do they need to do by getting in touch with your office?
Yeah, so it's always good to call the sheriff's office number to let us know that they're going to start a controlled burn. So even if they're doing it and it's under control, people will see it and call us in, and we don't know if it's a fire that's been set intentionally or it's one that is out of control. So it's good to call us and just let us know.
All right, and then same thing if people are maybe trying to clear some field or some pasture, just get some of the old dead stuff out while maybe it's a little bit nicer to do so.
Yeah, they're still burning the CRP ground. They're still doing that. They burn it every 2 or 3 years, so they can do controlled burns, and a lot of times the fire departments help them do that. And if you organize it with the fire chiefs, they can be there and help and make sure it doesn't get out of control. They're really good about doing that.
All right. And as the weather has gotten nicer now, it's planting season. There's already been some farmers out and getting seed in the ground. What are some safety concerns that people should be watching out for?
Like always, I've said, you got to have some patience when you're following a big piece of equipment, tractor, pulling a big implement. Make sure you don't pass where there's no passing signs. You have to wait. The equipment is bigger than ever. It takes up a lot of the road, even the side of the road, and even over onto the other lane, it sticks over. So people coming towards machinery also have to be aware of that the equipment's maybe sticking over on their side. So I know the farmers do the best they can to make sure they're safe and everyone else is safe.
All right, and then also with the farmers kind of getting in and working the fields once again, deer activity's up a little bit and they're running out and about. Have you seen some increased reports of deer-related accidents?
So deer-related accidents are pretty steady throughout the year. The deer are out there all the time. I just encountered one yesterday in the afternoon that was crossed right in front of me. So, I always just say be prepared. Watch your speed, because if you're going too fast, it's harder to stop. The saying is don't veer for a deer, and that means that if you do, you could end up, in the ditch or rolling your vehicle. So I say just keep in mind that the deer can pop out in front of you anytime. Keep your speeds down and be ready for that.
All right, and if someone does happen to hit a deer, best for them to call emergency services if need be, and if not, get a hold of your office as well?
Right. I mean, that's the first thing they should do. If they're, hurt, they should call 911. If they hit a deer and they want an accident report, they should just call the regular number for the sheriff's office. Then we will investigate the accident. But always, if it's an emergency on anything, you should call 911.
All right, and then as spring's coming, sometimes there's thunderstorms and some more rain. What's some safety that people should watch out for on the road, maybe when there is heavy rain and thunderstorms?
Right, there always is some storms in the spring. Some of them can be severe. Some can have high winds, tornado possibilities, always can have hail. If it rains heavy, it leaves a lot of water on the surface of the highways. You have to slow down. Otherwise, you can do what's your vehicle will hydroplane. The wheels will actually lift up off the pavement and you'll lose control of the vehicle. So again, you need to slow down. Severe weather is always something that everyone needs to be careful about getting out and about. If severe weather happens and you're in your home, you know, if they say take safety measurements or take cover, then you should do that. It's always easier, or people like to just watch out the windows, and that's probably not the best idea. You should go downstairs in the basement or take cover wherever you can.
All right. Thank you very much, Marty.
Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.